learn. We're up to Perek Lamed Ches. We are up to Pasuk Gimel. Okay, Pasuk Gimel, Hashem is speaking. Hashem is responding to Eiv. Eiv is... Hashem is asking Eiv a number of questions. Well, the first thing Hashem says in Pasuk Gimel is, Ezenor chagever chalotzecha, gird not now, like a man, your loins, ve'esholcha v'hoidieni, and I will ask you questions and you will respond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is challenging Eiv with a number of questions. But first Hashem says, you shall stand up like a man, be strong. Okay, this is an expression of a gever should gird his loins. Let's see over here, Mitzvah Pasuk Gimel. This is an expression of being strong. Mechazik is something strong. Ki hechagor b'masnav hu mizoroi. The belt around the loins of a person is who mizoroi is the strength of the person. Ve'esholcha. I will ask you a question. Ani esholcha dvar be'atoch hodieni. I will ask you questions. You will respond to me. Teshuv aleim im lo kein hu. And you will respond to. We will see who. We will see what you have to say. You'll see if I'm right or you're right. Okay. Rashi says, Pasuk Gimel. Rashi, Ezor no, kegever chalotzecha. Gird now your loins like a man. So here's very important. Rashi. This is based upon a medrash. Medrash Tehillim. Really, it's in Tehillim. Ramaz lo sheyis oirer min cholyov v'yisurov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinting to Eiv that he will. He will be healed. So that's a very. I'll read you the entire medrash. Medrash Tehillim Bizman Chav Gimel. Mahu. What does it mean? Ezer no chever chalotzecha. Ela Rabbi Yudin Posar. Who perish biyoyf? Ezer no chever chalotzecha. Kadam shiyasha be'ashra. Person that's in the garbage. He's staying in the garbage dump. Umenayer atzmo, and he cleans off himself from the garbage. So the medrash concludes. Kach iyov menar es atzmo min hayisurim v'nischadesh. Eiv at this point in time will wake up, will stand up from his afflictions, and will be renewed. And that's what the pasuk of that's what the pasuk here is telling us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Eiv here good news. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Musar to Eiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives good news. This is a very powerful Musar Haskel, and how a person should give another Musar. When you're called into the principal's office, and the principal lets you have it, and he asks you all the questions that you don't have a good answer for, and he's going to bring upon you humiliation, he should start. The first thing is you start by telling him some good news. I got good news to tell you. Your suffering will come to an end. And when this is all over, you're going to stand up, you're going to shake off all of the filth, and you'll be a new man, and you'll be zochah to incredible success. But before we get to that point, we have to go through a process. So this is a very interesting psychological technique, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Baal Musar. And Hashem's Musar to Eiv is really a mashal for how to give Musar. And it starts off with a positive note. Yeah.
You want the good news first or the bad news?
Well. It's more than that. He's not. It's not a question. Do you want? He's giving him. He's actually giving him some very good news. All right. Now starts the Musa. The Musa starts Pasuk Dal. Eifo Hayisa Biyasti Aretz. Where were you when Biyasti Aretz? When I established the earth, Hageid Im Yodata Vino. Where were you when I created the world? Declare Hageid, relate in your data, Vina, if you really understand how the world works. Now, each one of these psukim, we're reading very carefully according to the Mitzvah, is coming to answer a different question. Each rhetorical question is a response to one prat, one detail of Eiv's complaint. Eiv had many complaints. He denied Tchiyas HaMeisim at one point in time. He wanted to take Hashem to a Din Torah. He denied Hashgach HaPratis. Eiv and many, as we go through the different questions, many times the Mitzudos will follow through by telling us this rhetorical question is Hashem's response to this particular complaint of Eiv. So first question was Eifo. Eifo means where were you? Ayepo, similar to what we have in the Kinos. Echo, also, which means Echo. Where is the Choko Amar Hashem? Where is the coast? Those that kina. But let's see over here. Pasuk Dalit. What he means to go say over here is Eich orva libcho legeshes lachar achar hanhogos. How dare you attempt to challenge my conduct, the way I conduct the world? Ayei heyosa. Where were you, the ace, your sadity, as arits, when I established the earth? Did you see the foundation? Smuchos means the foundation. Alma imedes, upon which the world stands. You were not present at the time when the foundation of this world was present, so therefore you have no way of understanding the way the world works. Ucho oimer, what's the deep meaning of this expression? Halot haskilodas, you shall be wise to understand, you should have been wise to understand, shetuluya b'mamorai, that the world continues to exist through my command. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what this means.
You were there and you've seen that everything is b'mamari.
If you were there, haloi taskil dasha tului b'mari ki ilu hayisa. So he's speaking to him as if you were there.
If you were there, you would
have seen ki ilu hayisa be'es shetului. If you would have seen haloi taskil dasha tului b'mari ki ilu hayisa be'es habriya ve'isa ki kenu. If you were present, it's a rhetorical question. I'm asking you a question. Where were you? If you were there, then indeed you would have seen that the whole world came into existence through my command. But the problem is you were not there. And being that you were not there, you do not know. If you do not know, then you should be quiet. You should not open up your mouth. Hageid emarim yesh lo smuchos. Tell me if there is a foundation. V'almat luya im yesh lecha bina lachaskel amidas adavar. If indeed you have understanding, then you would have the ability to reveal to me the explanation of this matter. But the problem is you don't. You don't have any understanding, and therefore you have no way of knowing. If you have no way of knowing, you have no right to open up your mouth and complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi, Pasik Dalit, Pasta Eifo, which just simply means, Eipo, where were you? Okay, Pasik Hei, Misam Mima Deha, who is the one that established its measurements? Amada means a measurement. Ki Seida, that you should understand the way the world works. O, Mi not olecha kav. Do you know? Were you present at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the plumb line? The kav is the plumb line, the line which makes sure that the foundation is perfectly straight. Were you present at the time when the plumb line was laid, when was extended to make sure that the earth is stable? Pasuk hey in the Mitzudos, Misam Musav al Hageid. Okay, it's going back in the word Haggadah. Eev, declare. Eev, speak up. Tell me if you really understand, you know these matters. Shebemikra, Shalafan of Loimar, Haggad, Misa, Midasarit. Speak up and tell me who is the one that established the measurements of the world, the Aruch of Arachba, the length and width, Kumo Shoy Sa'ata, the way it is right now. In Kiseida, Im Yodata, Shasa Mizulasi, if you are aware that someone besides me has created the world. Obviously not. No one created the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but maybe you want to argue that someone did create the world other than myself, then tell me, speak up, Uchoimer, what's the meaning of this expression? Do you think that the world was created by chance, by luck, the Big Bang, the world just came into existence through some random event? Is that really so? Were you present at the time? Were you present at that point in time to witness that happen? Of course not. And therefore, you do know the truth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And then he repeats himself another idea. Who was the one that measured, that spread the plumb line or the measuring? The kav means the measurement, the rope, which is used. Sometimes it's used for to make something level, and sometimes it represents the length and width. Limdoit arkav rachav v'achaz b'mashal niderech habanoi. He's giving a mashal to things, different examples that are used by builders. For kaf al inyan b'milashnas, repeats idea in multiple words. Rashi pasik hey, it just means nimadecha midoisecha. So you were not present when the world was created. You have no way. You have no way of understanding how the world works. Pasik vav al ma. Alma adonecha hatavu. Upon what was the foundation of the world cast? Okay, tavu means hot bow. Hatav means cast. Was it molded? Upon what was the sockets of the world hot bow? O mi Yara Evan Pinasa, who's the one that threw down the cornerstone? Different examples describing how a building is created. When you have a great building, you have to have the Adoneha, like in the Mishkan. The Mishkan had sockets to hold up the crushin. Were you present at the time? Or are you aware of the nature of the Adonim, which are used to serve as the foundation for the world? Were you present at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu laid the foundation stone? So the Mitzvah elaborates, Pasik Vav, Alma, Hagaid, this is going back to what Hagaid, speak up and tell me, describe to me what exactly happened at that moment in time. Al Devar Ma, Nishtaka, that was cast, it was formed. The Adnei Amud HaRitz, the sockets of the pillars of the world, Ucha Oimer, what over here is Hashem meaning to say to Eov? Halo Ein Lo Lo Amudim Lo Adonim, the world doesn't have, this is a rhetorical question, the world does not have any real Amudim, any pillars, does not have any real sockets. The Ein Lo Al Ma Lishkoya, the world doesn't have anything upon which Lishkoya to stand. Ki ha'avir makifa, the earth is suspended, the world is suspended in air. This is the nature of the world is suspended in nothingness. O miyara, mihishlecha evin harishon ha'husam bepina sayisod, who is one that threw down the first stone that was put in the corner of the foundation? The ochaz b'mashal, this is a mashal, a metaphor, b'derech habanoi, from builders, from the world of construction, shedarko lahaschil binyan ha'yisod min apina, the custom is to lay a cornerstone, right? We've all gone to a cornerstone ceremony. The Akavani he al Nukudas Americas. The Kavan is with regard to Nukudas, the point, the central point. He emtsois kidur ha'aretzi. It is the Americas of the center of the world, the core of the world. The core of the world, Asher hi me'amedet es kol hakidur, which is this foundation stone, is the source which keeps the entire globe in existence. Labali skarvel apea min apeos, the world should not crumble. That one side should not fall to the other side. Ki kol chelke ha'yisodim shtreikli yisodai, all of the portions of the foundation all are dependent upon its own foundation. Every single part of the world all depends on the core, depends on the central location which keeps the world in, it keeps the world in existence. So you and Evan, just right, exactly. That's what Taka, what Rashi says. Rashi says, Yoro Evan Pinasa beEmtsa Hayam, in the middle of the sea, Umisham, from there, Nishtas Kol Olam, from that the world expanded. The world expanded from this Evan Pinasa, this stone in the middle of the sea. Okay, so
that's not
every sea. All right, it was by the Beis Hamikdash. So this is the middle of the Yam. Okay, you're right. The Emsayam, Yor Evan Pinas, the Emsayam, Misham, Nishtes Kol Olam, from there, the entire world expanded.
Unless he means that my separation.
So we have a tradition, the Gemara.
Everything, then the Jesiah came and the land.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's the question. Will the Gemara talks about this? Where did the world start? Did it start from the center or did it start from the ends? So Rashi here seems to say that it started from the ends, because the Yam in Halacha is considered to be the ends of the world, and from the ends of the world it came in towards the center. All right, and I don't know. So there must be some much deeper meaning. Okay, there's one quick measure I want to point out. Shmos Shabba, you see this measure you hear every so often that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, in Adam Rishon was, so this is a very, this is a Kabbalistic medrash. It's really, really beyond our understanding. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, in the neshama, in the guf Adam Rishon, were all the neshamos that would one day come to this world. Every neshama that exists today came from a different part of the body of Adam Harishon. Moshe Rabbeinu. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu? So Moshe Rabbeinu was in Adam's mind. Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was quarried out of the mind of Adam HaRishon. Where were all the Levim, all of the singers, people who have beautiful voices? They must have been in the throat. This is what says the Medrash. They must have been in the throat of Adam HaRishon. Where were all people that are good with their hands? People that are good with their hands, they were in the neshama of the hands of Adam HaRishon. People that are good with their feet, people are quick. People who were able to, swift runners, sprinters, they must have been in the feet of Adam HaRishon, so on and so forth. You go through
the Melech must have been the Melech.
Okay, Einach Nami, what's with the Mechaz of the Chachma? Einach Nami. So every so often you do come along a Medrash, a Ramami Pano, and in Sefer Kabbalah, where they pick up one of the Ishiyah Tanakh. I recently heard this from Pinchas ben Elaz ben Akon. I remember reading not so long ago, it was Pinchas, not so long ago, that this Medrash, where was Pinchas at the time, in which part of the Guf of Adam Arishon was Pinchas? I don't remember exactly. But every so often you'll come across the Maamar Chazal where they'll take one of the Ishiyah Tanakh, and they'll tell us that this neshama was in this specific part of the body of Adam HaRishon. So here, this idea comes very much from this Medrash. The Medrash is in Shemos Shavu Parashat Mem. It goes back on Pasuk Dalit. Go back to Pasuk Dalit. Eifo HaYisa B'yaste Aretz. Eiv, where were you when the world was established? Let me read the words of the Medrash. Mahu, what does it mean? Eifo Ela Kish Adam HaRishon Hayad Mutal Goylem. When Adam HaRishon was created, and it was a goylem, just a mold. Heraloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Tzadik V'Tzadik She'asa La'amo Mimenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon every Tzadik that would come from him. Yeshu Toli B'Roi Shai Shal Adam. There was some Tzadikim that would come from the mind, the head of Adam. V'Yeshu Toli B'Soroi. And there are Tzadikim in the future that will come, there are Nitzaitzais that come from the hair of Adam HaRishon. The Yeshu Tolib B'Mitzchay, some come from his forehead. The Yesh B'Enaf, some come from his eyes. The Yesh B'Chotmah, some come from his nose. The Yesh B'Fiv, the Yesh B'Ozna, the Yesh B'Maltin. Maltin means the Nezem. Nezem means the what's the Nezem? Is the part of the nose. Okay, it's part of the ear. There's the oznay and there's the nezen. There are two parts to the ear. There's the general ear, and then I think it's the lobe. Maybe the lobe of the ear. The tei delecha, what's the proof? Sharei, I'm reading the medrash. Beshasha yiv mevakeish lesvakechim hakadosh baruch hu amar umi yitain. When Eiv complained, what did Eiv say? Mi yitain yodati veemtzoehu erchol lefan of mishpat. If only I know. If only I could know where to find Hashem, I would arrange before Hashem mishpat. I would present my arguments before him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meshivu ata bevakesh lesvakech imi eifo hayisa biyaste aretz mahu eifo amar b'shem min alakesh amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eiv emor li ho eifo shelecha. Before we begin, if you want to come and argue with me, first tell me exactly where you were. Be'eze mokoim hoysa teluya. Where was your neshama suspended at the time of creation? Beroishai, I be mitzchai, I be eze ever shalom, im yodea ata be eze makom hoysa efoscha ata misvakechim. If you know exactly where your measure was, where your measure came from, then you can argue with me. Okay, so I don't know if there's more detail to this, but this is the idea that the Medrash picks up Pasuk Dalit, that Eiv, how dare you attempt to argue with me? You don't know the first thing, you don't even know where you come from. If you know where you come from, that would be the starting point to present arguments. But since you don't know your source, you don't know where you come from in the body of Adam Rishon, you have no right to argue with me. I don't know what this means. I mean, what does knowing where you come from have to do with presenting an argument? But this is just an interesting idea, which... Character reference? Okay, but this is... It's an interesting idea. At least you have a makar for this idea, because if you study this Sifrei of Drush, and you'll always come across this idea of every single person has his roots in Adam HaRishon, and in a different dimension, a different character trait, a different part, which is always mapped and anchored to a part of the body. Each part of the body is symbolic of a different midah. And all of the Ishiyah Tanakh are obviously different. Every one Ishiyah Tanakh has their own milos and their own weaknesses. And those things can be traced to Adam HaRishon. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Eiv, where were you? Do you know where you come from? Eiv didn't know. Okay, it says Takat Tzadikim. It's a good point.
Maybe you can point out to Eiv. You can't tell me where you came from. Not one of the Tzadikim is.
Okay, I hear it. That's a little bit of a stretch. So I don't know. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Zayin. Beron Yachad Kech Veivayke. Where were you, Eiv, when the stars of the morning would sing? Now, that's not something which really seems to be correct. Stars appear at night. Stars don't appear in the morning. Okay, the morning star. What's the morning star? What's the morning star? They're called the morning star, right? So the morning star, there are certain stars that you can see when the sun rises. At the time, there are still stars that can be seen. Okay, and obviously as the sun rises more and more, the less you can see, the light of the stars is totally obscured by the light of the sun. But here, normally when we talk about stars, we associate stars with the evening, the night, the Laila. And yet here it says, "Beron yachad koich ve'orkes." So we'll see the Medrash picks up upon this. We'll see that in a moment. But let's read what it says. "Ron" means to sing together. All of the stars of the morning, "Vayeriu." At that point in time, a shout came forth from queer kol b'nei elokim, from all of the angels. Let's look at the Mitzvot Pasuk Zayin. "Beron yachad kol Yisrael eifo." This Pasuk Zayin is going back on the word eifo. In fact, the remaining psukim, the whole next series of psukim, all the way down, all refer back to the word eifo. Hashem is asking Eve, where were you at this point in time? Where were you when the morning stars together sang my praises? Kol Yisrael eifo ha'yisa ha'omer l'betilas ha'inyan leimar. Where were you when all of the morning stars sang together? Haim, who are the morning stars?
Venus?
Venus.
It appears
in the east before sunrise. And it's very large.
Okay.
It's so close.
So here, the Mitsudo says, he's saying a little bit different, Haim Arochas Hashamayim. He says all of the constellations, the morning stars does not just refer to Venus, it refers to all the constellations, the mazalos. We're calling them Kirchve Boker. Why Boker? I don't know. That's what he says. The Chol B'nei Elokim, when it says B'nei Elokim, Heim HaMaloch, these are the angels. Ha-Menim Oysam, which... Now, what does it mean, HaMenim? HaMenim, which means prevent?
Sweetness, Naim.
That present hamanima, some which give pleasantness to them. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Okay, could be. Yeriu l'shmi, the malachim would cry out. They would cry out in my name. They would give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to say here by referring to the koich ve'yachad and the bnei elokim? Uchoimer v'chiloi taskil adazos. Ki'ilu ha'yisa sham, v'ra'yisa sheheimo kulam nechnam li. That if only you would be able to understand this, if only you would have been present at this moment in time when the world was created, and you would witness the constellations and you would witness the malachim, v'ra'yisa sheheimo kulam nechnam li, and you would witness the fact that they are all humble before me, v'ol moirohi aleihem, and the yoke of my fear is upon them. And you would not complain. You would adopt a different attitude towards me. So here is the theme of what the Mitzvot Tavit is trying to do all along. Each one of these psukim is trying to trace back to one of Eve's complaints. One of Eve's complaints appeared in Perek Lamed, Perek of Dalet, where he said, "Why the Kadosh Baruch Hu did he hide the times? Nitzpenu means to hide. Itim is the times. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu hide from me?" The events of this world, the times, the way he conducts this world. So Hashem says to him, you were not present. The reason, it's not that it's hidden. You were not in existence at the time when the world was created. So how do you expect to understand these things? If you were present at the time the world existed, then maybe you would have greater insight into what is happening in this world. But being that you were not in existence, you were hidden, you were not in existence at this point in time, and you did not witness how the constellations and the malachim, when they were created, all were humbled and subjugated before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not possible for you to fully understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. Something along those lines. Rashi just says, Mitchila Koich Ve'ar, when the beginning of the Koich Ve'ar, the beginning of the stars of Ar. So it seems that Rashi is bothered why it says Boker. And Rashi appears to say Boker should be substituted for the idea of light. Just like in the morning, in the Boker, in the morning there is sunlight, there are rays of light, and light produces, there are rays of light. So, This basically means the stars of the night, which produce light like the boker. Where were you when they were put in the heavens and the malachim would sing Hashem's praises?
So this says the same thing,
though. The constellations, which provide a lot of light. Okay. But the Metzudas David says it means all. Okay, it's a general description. Boker means the stars produce light. That is a very important medrash. The medrash in Tana de Elio. Tana de Elio Pirkei Hayiridos. I don't know what that is, Parsha Gimel, but there it says that the Koich Ve'or refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael called the stars based upon the bracha that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu. Hashem gave Avraham Avinu that your children will be like the sins of the they will be like Ko Yezaracha. That the seed of Avraham Avinu will be like the stars. So the Koich Ve'boiker refers to Klal Yisrael. And it says here, B'nei Elokim refers to the Malachim. And the Medrash says that the order is first the Koich Ve'boiker, first Klal Yisrael produces song, they are run, they sing, and then the Malachim sing. In other words, that the Malachim and Shemayim are not allowed to give Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Klal Yisrael gives Shira. We first have to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in this world before the Malachim are permitted to say Shema Yisrael, to give praise, to sing Hashem's praises in the Olam. An olam haba, an olam ha'emes. So let me read the words of the medrash. Dar Shabbi Yehuda bebar Eloi, Ma'idach Sif, Beron, what does this pasuk mean? And here in Eof, Beron Yachad Koch Ve'boiker, Vayiri Kok B'nei Elokim, Omer Malach Yashos Lamekadosh Baruch, Ribonin Shalolam, B'nei Moh. What is the reason? Ein Anu Oimim Shira Lamala, we're not allowed to sing Shira Lamala, Koidim Shayomu Yisrael Lamata, before Klal Yisrael sing Shira Lamata. Vakadosh Baruch Oimer Lohem, Hashem just says to them, because they're better than you. Klal Yisrael, because they have a nisyonos, they have a yetzahar, they have nisyonos, and they're able to overcome their nisyonos. The Hashem responds, V'heich atem oimim lefonai koidim shem lishol ? How could you even think that you should go first? V'harei Yisrael dodim bo'aretz, v'heim yiludei isha, v'yetzahara shalet es b'nehem, v'af al pichein koiv shem es yitzhan, they overcome their yetzah. And they sing my praise every single day. They makabel o malchus shemayim, umitzav mehim lemalchus. They yearn for my malchus. Veliros binyan beisi v'ayim b'chol yom b'ayne yushlam itcha yishol. In other words, that a human being overcomes his yetzahara and sings praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, indeed they are more choshev by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malachim, and the Malachim are not allowed to sing Shira until Klal Yisrael in this world sing Shira. Okay, that's what it is in this pasuk. First is run the song Yachat together Koich Ve'Boiker, Klal Yisrael, who are the Koich Ve'Boiker, the Koich Ve'Ar, and then Vayiriyu Kol B'nei Elokim, then the Malachim are allowed to say Shira. Yeah.
On the other hand, Yaakov has his fight with Bala.
Shalchei Niki Ola Hashachar. Send Niki Ola Hashachar. So he has to go sing Shira. So maybe it means that Yaakov's children already stavin shachris. Yaakov was all alone. Vayivosa Yaakov levada. Maybe his children already sang Shira. Okay, he can't answer the kasha of a medrash. Okay, but
throw that in there. It says Ki Ola Hashachar, and they daven basikin.
That's saying the children already daven. Okay, one other quick point, we mentioned this a few times. Here it says that this is an important thing to remember. The Malachim are called always the B'nai Elohim. They're called the children of God. Why are they called B'nai Elohim? Why are they called children? Another really the question is better. Why is Klal Yisrael called B'nai B'chore Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is called my firstborn. A firstborn implies there's a secondborn. You only call someone a firstborn, you have to have another child in order to call the Bechor, to differentiate between the firstborn and the second. So the answer is that we are competing with the Malachim. We are called Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. Right? We have that's also a pasuk. Klal Yisrael are called Bonim. Pasuk in the Torah. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. You are children. The malachim are also called Hashem's bonim. They're called the b'nei elokim, as it says here in this pasuk. Yet, we, relative to the malachim, are called firstborns. B'nei b'chorei Yisrael. So we're both called children, but we are the firstborns.
Also elokim.
Atem, you are gods.
B'nei
Elyon, you are children of B'nei Elyon. Enachanam, you say another idea, but we still call the firstborn relative to the Malachim. Kepasik ches vayosach vayosach bid losayim yom. Next pasuk, the Kadosh Baruch Hu yosach means to create a wall. When he created Hashem is describing what happened at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. At the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Yam, the seas, wanted to flood the dry land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented them from doing so by erecting a wall. What is the wall? The wall is the seashore. Okay, Hashem made a bris. He gave a command to the Yam. The Yam should not exceed its boundaries. What is the boundary? What is the wall which they're allowed to come up to? The shore, the seashore. Vayosech means to establish, to create a wall with bid losayim, with doors. They would put up large doors to serve as a wall, Yam, in front of the sea, to prevent it from flooding the world. When would the Yam want to flood? So here is the expression, Bigichoy Meirechem Yetze. Yetze means it would come forth, Meirechem, from the womb. The womb here is a reference to the Tohoim, the depths. The depths of the oceans are flowing with water. And they would love, Bigichoy means to extend, to be Meshech, Meshicha. Bigichoy means to pull forth. They would very much want to come forth, to pull forth from the Tohom and Yetzeh and go forth and flood the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented this from happening by erecting Dilosayim, large doors, which really serve as an expression for a wall, as a wall in front of the Yam. Let's take a look at the Mitzvah Pasik Ches. Vayosech. Vayosech means a mechitza. V'chi miyosa mechitza mul hayam. Hashem says to Eve, who is the one that erected a wall in front of the Yam? Kichoyma b'tzura. A fortified wall. He also bidil sign that is made with large doors. They do that today also. You go to a hardware store, you buy a door. A door is a nice large area which is portable, which you can stand up to serve as a mechitza, a partition in front of something. And the purpose of putting up these large doors, these large barriers, was to prevent the Yam from coming. Kasher, just like Yisugu. Kasher Yisugu, just like you lock up an area in front of something else. Now, what is this referring to? What is this Loviala Chol Yeomer? This is reference to the sand of the sea. Shu Gevul Yam, it serves as a barrier to the sea. Lebal Yaav Renu, it should not pass this location. Begichoy, what is it, Begichoy? Be'avur, so that the purpose of this partition, when the sea would wish to extend its waters from the womb. What is the womb in this pasuk? The womb is a metaphor for the tohaim. And every single moment it increases more and more. The concern is that the sea would flood the world. Therefore, it was necessary. It was necessary to establish as a boundary. Umi also lo hagvul hazeh. Who's the one that establishes boundary? Halayein biyad hamareches l'shanis davar mitivai. It's not within the power of nature to prevent this from happening. So here, according to the Mitzvah, it's telling us a very powerful Yisoid. And the Chazal say this. The Chazal says, based upon this pasuk, based upon other pasukim as well, is that the only reason why the oceans do not flood the world, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself holds back the Yam. It's not natural. It's not something which makes sense according to the laws of science. Now, I don't know what scientists, modern scientists, are going to tell you. Maybe they'll tell you that's not so, that they have a different understanding of this. But this is what Chazal say. I don't know how to reconcile what we know. I don't know anything about this. But Chazal say this in many, many places, that it is the nature of the Yam to flood the world. If it was up to the Yam, the whole world would be covered by water. It's only because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Al Mala Mider Chateva, based upon his command, it stops at the seashore. Based upon the following sukkim, that's what's over here. And this pasuk is Gomotam Vayosech, Hashem has erected a wall that's made from Bid Losayim, with large barriers. And this wall was erected Yom, in front of the sea. Why? Because if the wall was not there, Begichoy, Merechem Yetzeh, we have to read these words out of order. The Rechem, from the depths of the ocean, it would have a natural inclination, a desire to extend, to pull its waters, Yetzeh, and go forth and flood the world. And the purpose of this barrier prevents that from happening. Pasuk Ches in the Mitzvah Rashi, Bid Losayim Yom, Chol Gavul Loi. The sand is the barrier. That's what we're referring to in this Pasuk. Begichoy translates the word, the same thing as the Mitzvah Behamsha Choso, to extend. And where do we have this? Yetzeh Min HaTahoyim, it would come forth, in its extension, would come forth from the sea and flood the world. Where do we have the word in Tanakh? We have it in Tehillim. Kemo goichi mi beten, pull me out of the womb. And there, the translation of goichi, Rashi translates, it means moishchi. Moishchi means to pull me. It means, in that context, it means to pull me from the womb. Okay, pasik. Okay, now before we go further, there's a beautiful medrash in Vayikra Rabbah. Okay, beautiful. This is fantastic stuff. This pasuk that we just read is a reference to. The creation of man, from the time of conception, and the 9 months a baby spends in the mother's womb. Now let's do a few more psukim, because the medrash really spans a few psukim. So let's just do a few more pasuk tes. Hashem says to Eve, where were you when bisumi onan levusha, when I dressed the oceans with clouds? Now, I don't know what this means exactly. Va'arofel chasulaso. Chasulaso is another word for a levush. It's a garment or a towel, like a bathrobe, that envelops the entire body. So, Eve, where were you on that day when the world was created and the waters, the seas of the world, were enveloped, were clothed and sheltered and protected in two different types of items? Number one, a cloud and darkness. The onan is called the levush, and the arafel, the darkness, is called its chasulaso, its envelopment. Pasuk testament. So this chasulaso in pasuk des besumi. Okay, so the Mitzuda says the first thing is Eifo. The question is, where were you? Eifo Hayisa, where were you? Besumi Liam Malbush. When I established for the Yam of Malbush, Me'onon, made from clouds. The Tachrich Ma'arofel. Tachrich means a wrapping, made from dark clouds. V'ratzoloimar, ki'ilu kisisa v'onon, it's as if I cover the world with onon v'arofel. Lebal yiroha lotzeis menagvul, so that it should not see fit to leave its boundary. Ulechutz, and go forward. What does it mean to say? Haloi taske lodas, Eiv, you should be wise to understand. Shani oise kol eile, ki'ilu hayisi sham, as if you were there. Eiv, make believe you were there. Make believe you were present at that point in time. It's a rhetorical question. Make believe if you were there at the time of creation, you would have witnessed that it was me. It was I, Hashem, who created the world, and therefore it's not chance. It's not a random event. The world came into existence with intelligent design, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you would not question my ways. Yeah.
He mentions here all various stages of the Bria.
Yeah.
On a list.
I mean, it's, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said to him, where were you at the time that when I created the world? And that's Kodesh HaKol.
Okay, that's the whole Sefer is like that. It's poetic, and in each word there are lessons. There's an enormous depth. We don't even touch even a teeny fraction of the depth of what it's saying here.
There used to be a time people thought there were two theories, the Big Bang and the...
And what?
There were two theories. Either it was
Big Bang or...
Then later, yesterday or the day before, they came up with a theory. You know exactly what happened at 1,000th of 1,000th of a second year after the Brunei.
Yeah.
What happened before that time?
Yeah.
Still don't know. All this is conjecture. So it says, you know...
Where were you?
Who are you? Don't know what's going on.
But the theme of the Mitzvah is that the way he appears to is you don't believe the world came into existence through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not even involved in the Bria. That's not true. If you were present when the world came into existence, you would witness that it was I who created the world. If it was I who created the world, don't you think I have a plan? I have a plan for the world, and there's a reason why you're suffering. It all comes down to that. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi pasek tes besuvi adan besivivo siyam ukyonus. So Rashi is a little bit different. According to Mitzudos, Mitzudos doesn't really say anything about the cloud and the Arafa. What is it coming to envelop? It's silent. The cloud and the Arafel envelops the world. That's what it seems to say. Where were you, Besumi Liyam? I take it back. He says Liyam. The Mitzudas does say Besumi Liyam al Bushmi Anan Vitachach me Arafel. Okay, he does say Liyam. The Mitzrashi is even more specific. He says the Akyonos. Akyonos means the Atlantic. Okay, that was.
The ocean.
Ukyonos, the ocean. Shehu hekif oilam, v'anonim soivim loike levush. Clouds surround the ocean like a levush. Maybe this means from our perspective. Okay, obviously we know the world is round, we know a lot of things today, but maybe from man's perspective, sitting on land, it appears that the oceans are surrounded, enveloped by clouds. Because in the world, the curvature of the world, when you see the very end of the ocean, what do you see then in the ocean? You see the sky, and you see clouds, you see darkness at night. So from man's perspective, it appears that the world has been enveloped by clouds. Hasu lasa. What does it mean, hasu lasa? Tachrichai. It means it's wrapping. Kamo v'haschelo tachalto. This person, Yecheskel, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're like a baby that came out of the mother's womb, and no one cleansed the baby. No one wrapped the baby in a sheet. Don't want to give the baby any warmth. So this pasuk says that this baby that came into the world was not wrapped in a warm garment, as is the custom. Pasik Yud, at this point in time, when the Malachim were singing and the stars, the constellations were singing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Malachim were singing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the seashore as the Gvul for the Yam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded the Yam with clouds. At this point in time, V'eshbar Olav Chuki, I established. V'eshbar means to break. But here it doesn't literally mean to break. It means I gave forth a very harsh command. It's an expression, as the Ratna Mitzvot will tell us. I broke Olav. Upon it, chuki means I established my law. Va'asim b'riach u'dilasayim. I established bars and doors. I told the yam exactly where it should flow, where it should not flow, where it should end, and where it should overflow. Pasuk in the Mitzudos. Vo'eshbar. What does that mean? Choyk gizerasi. So the word vo'eshbar, the Mitzudos is translating in this context, my gizera, I commanded with a law. A love upon it, kilo asisi a love misavav, as if I made upon it shavonim v'charitzim. It's as if I dug out ditches and shavar my broken quarries. Uchilu samti b'riach l'osayim segudim. It's as if I made normally to mark a boundary. The Mepharshim say they would dig ditches, they would dig. The charitzim, they will make furrows. If two countries and they want to mark where is the boundary between our two countries, they would have shavarim. Shavar means they would dig into the ground, make a crack in the earth, but a deep crack. And charitz is something similar. It would mean they would etch some type of a quarry, some type of a furrow in the ground to mark this is the boundary. This is where your country ends, and this is where our country starts. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with regard to the Yam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilu, he made Shvarim and Charitzim. He established marks, physical marks in the world to tell the Yam, don't pass this mark. It's as if I went and I established bars and doors, sagurim, surrounding the earth, like a person does, b'tikun ir mivs, like a person does when he creates a fortified city. And what did I say? And I said to the Yam, ad po savo, until here you can come, v'lo yisosif, you may not continue. Upo yashis, and here you shall put, here it shall be cast. Bigoin galecha, the grandeur of your waves. In other words, the waves have to come crashing at this location. When you go to the beach, you all see the beautiful waves, and when it's high tide, the waves come and they crash. That's called Yashis. Here shall Yashis, shall your mighty waters, your Goin Galecha, shall be put down. It shall come crashing into the earth, and you may not go any further than this. Pasuk Yalta Mitzudos, Vaymar, Gozart Yalov, Admokam Achol, Al Mokam Achol, on the place of the same, Shehuloi Levriach, Losayim, Ad Sham Tavoy, this is where it shall go, Veloi Soysif, Lot Seis Lahala, Uvimokamo Yasim Galov, in this place it shall put its waves, Beharama, the Goin, by lifting up with grandeur, and no further. This is where the Yam has to come to an end. So he's describing different expressions of describing Ma'aseh Bereishis. Pasuk Yud, Rashi, for Eshbar Asisi Lo Shvarim Saviv La'akva. I put around the Yam Shvarim, breaches, cracks in the ground, quarries, la'akvai, besaycham, to withhold the Yam within these areas. Ve'heim lo chok, and this is a law, asher lo ya'avri, we may not pass over this boundary. Kamo, where do we find an example? We find this in Yoshua, v'ayidim lefnei hashar, that they pursued the Pelishtim, ad hashar, until the gate, ad hashavarim. So it says there, what does it mean the Shvarim? Veheim to olois savler. These were ditches. Ditches that surrounded the city, which was the mark of here is where the city ends. And that Klal Yisrael pursued the Pelishtim until the boundary of the city. So you see here another example where the Shvarim refers to the boundaries. Okay, now.
Are they boundaries or are they barriers?
Both. The barriers.
It's a city, it's a barrier.
It's okay, it's a barrier. Okay, so it's fine. Okay. It's the barrier of the city in the depth, not in height. Okay, now let me read you the Medrash. The Medrash is really combining together the Pasuk of Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Yud. This Medrash, Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Yud Alet. Okay, run of the mill. Medrash Rabba, Perik Yud Alet. Talking about Isha Ki Sazriah. A woman gives birth. So they read the Medrash. What does it mean? The Gichoy Merechem Yetze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established doors. The Dolosayim Yom. The Gichoy Merechem Yetze. So we translate this to mean when the waters are yearning to come forth from the Tohoim and leave. But the Medrash says, The Gichoy Merechem Yetze Al Yidei Shem Eskohel Lotzeis. When the child wants to leave, the child, the moment of conception, the moment the child is conceived, according to the opinion of the Medrash, the fetus yearns to leave, naturally wants to leave the mother's womb. It doesn't want to stay there. That's why, unfortunately, every so often, we hear and there is a mitzvah of a miscarriage. What's a miscarriage? Well, there are many reasons. Doctors here, Dr. Fruchter can probably tell us all the different causes, but there is such a thing when there's a natural tendency, as what Chazal seemed to say, for the fetus to leave the mother's womb. It takes enormous amount of countermeasures. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the mother, built into the system, an enormous amount of countermeasures to keep that baby in there for 9 months, because the natural tendency of the fetus is to leave. It's not very happy, even though it's in a state where it doesn't really know what's going on, but it would want to leave. What? No, that's the Chazal is saying it's not happy. That's exactly. It's no, but that's exactly what that. That's what the Medrash. That okay. That's how we look at it. We look at it where it doesn't want to come out. Right. Sometimes you hear hear a lot of stories where the baby doesn't want to have to induce labor because the baby doesn't want to budge, right? The baby is learning a good sugya. He's learning a tifa sugya. But here it says begichoy merecham yetzei, which has a connotation. That's what the Chazal is saying. Begichoy merecham yetzei. There's a natural inclination of the baby. We discussed. It says the word rechem. So the Medrash says the word rechem literally means the womb. So what is in a real womb? The real literal sense, a real little translation of womb. A baby, a fetus. The baby, it has the urge, yetzei, to leave, to extend. Begicha, it's yearning, it's trying to extend itself to leave the womb. So what does Hashem do? Hashem says, sorry buddy, you're not going nowhere. The doors are locked. The beginning of the pasuk says, "Vayosech b'losayim yom." Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he locks up with a door the yam. I guess that's the embryonic fluid. Okay, what is that called? Is that the fluid? The baby is in what?
Amniotic fluid.
So that fluid is what is that's the yam, that's the sea that the baby finds itself in. And the baby wants to escape this matzah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the door in front of it and says, sorry buddy, you're not going anywhere, even though you're trying to escape. And then what does it say? It says next pasik, Besumi onan levusho v'arofel Besumi onan levusho ze hashafir v'arofel chasuloso ze hashilya. Okay, so this is, I'm not familiar with all different terms. This is the placenta, and there is the something called the shafir and the shilya, the sac and the placenta. There are two different things which envelop the baby, the shafir and the shilya. The onan is the shafir, and the arafel is the shilya. Okay, then it says, Vo'esh bar lav chuki, I have established my law, I have laid down the law. I was goyzer a chok, what's the chok? Elu shloisha chadoshim harishayim. That's the first 3 months of pregnancy. Then when it says, Vo'osim, the pasuk repeats itself, Vo'osim, beriach udelosayim, elu shloisha chadoshim hoim tsoyim. That's the second 3 months of pregnancy. Vo'oimer, and then when it says, Ad po sova v'loy soysif, Elu gimel hachachroinim, there's a limit. There's a limit to your sentence. The baby is only sentenced to the prison of the womb of the mother for 9 months. Ad po. Only until 9 months, and that's it. Upo, elu gimel chadashim achroinim, that's the end. Upo yashis golecha. And then upo over here, yashis begoin the galecha. Galecha means the waves. But the Gemara makes a drasha. Bevo omar ba'avoin the gilalecha. Due to the sins of gilalecha, lefisha avolot hazek ish yoitzi yoitzi mole gilolin. Due to the galecha, he seems to darish of means literally means waves, but here we interpret it to mean the gilolim. Galecha loshen of gilolecha means waste. So, and he's darshening. Upo yoshes bigoon ba'avoin, due to the child's sins. Now, what sins the child have? I don't know. Ba'avoin gilolecha lefi shavolot hazek yishu yoytze yoytze mole gilolin. It comes out with waste. V'chol minei seruchin v'akol, doesn't matter. V'akol mechabkim oiso, everyone embraces the baby. U'menashkin oiso, and kiss the baby. I'm not sure what that last part of the medrash means, but at least what I.
Ba'avoin is talking about the people who kiss it, even though it's.
Maybe the sin of the parents. Ba'avoin, it says in the Tillim that every time, every conception comes through sin. No matter how much a person is mechavil l'shem shemayim, it's humanly impossible. There should not be a teeny mashahu, even for the greatest tzaddik, of a personal pleasure of yetzahara. That's what says. David said this. David said that I was conceived in sin. David said that about himself. So seemingly, that's what it means over here. So seemingly, it seems to say connection. The reason why. I'm not sure this is correct. The reason why a baby comes out enveloped in filth, it's a reminder that this baby was produced, was conceived through sin. And sin is something which is disgusting in the eyes of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But a person doesn't care, overlooks that. What?
There's no pshat in this, though.
What does it say then?
It's not the pshat of the Zeh. Even though it comes out covered in all this goop.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, immediately the instinct is to embrace it and clean it up and admire it.
So what does it mean? Po over here, yoshis. Po mean, what is the word po? Po means here. Yoshis, you will put. You will cast, you will set down, bigoin, with the arrogance, or the grandeur, the greatness of galecha, of your waves. What are the waves? So the galecha, he seems to be interpreting as a reference to the gilolim.
Correct.
Okay. And yoshis means you're going to enjoy, you're going to embrace, you're going to kiss. Or maybe po means pe, you're going to pe yoshis. You'll kiss. Right, poyoshes means the pair, your mouth, you will apply, you will make contact with the baby, you will kiss and embrace. Bigoin galecha, despite the fact that it's filthy dirty.
Right.
Okay, or was, well, who says it was? Well, not really, that's not what it says in the Medrash.
Yeah.
The Medrash says that the excitement of having a baby is so great that the parents are willing to kiss the baby with all of the filth. I don't know what the doctors would say today in the hospital, they would let you do that, but that's what it seems to say over here. Po yoshis, your mouth will cleave, will come in contact with the goin galecha, the filth. The enormous amount of filth that is attached to this baby, no problem, because of the love one has for a newborn child. So let's review. What?
That is
HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts this machshav into a human being. That is the koyach of the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a parent enormous love for the child, despite the fact that it's covered with filth. You'll take care of it. I guess it's a mashal. I guess that's the mashal for the entire life. You have to love your children, no matter how ugly they are. Only the face, a face that only a mother can love. You ever hear that expression?
The next phrase there?
Yeah. That's it. That's where it stops.
Yoser im huzachar. Continues.
I don't have it in my paper. And certainly if he's... there's a censored version. Certainly if it's only... Okay, that's not going to go off well today.
The feminist version.
So let's review. Okay, it's a very beautiful medrash. He's over here, even though the pasuk, according to some interpretations, is referring simply to Maisa Bereshis, and the main focus is the Yam. That's how the Mitzudos and Rashi learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Malachim were singing. The constellations were humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the seashore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded the Yam with clouds and darkness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu established for them a law they should not exceed the seashore. That is the simple understanding of the Pesukim. However, according to the Medrash, describing the conception of a human being comes into this world, he's already trapped, he's already enveloped inside a place of doors of a yam, this fluid, within fluid, and he's already enclosed. And then this child, from the very moment the conception, it would have a natural tendency to leave. Yetzeh. With begichay merechem, it would want to come forward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, no, you're not going nowhere. First of all, I'm going to put you in a shilya and a shofir, the onan and the arafel. Then I'm going to make a decree that for the first 3 months, pregnancy in halacha is always broken into three sets. In the medical world as well. It's also, right? Trimester. So it's,
the first 3 months, the baby's in no condition to want to go anywhere.
No, so it's saying that naturally, a body, that's a natural thing, a body has a natural tendency to remove something that's foreign. Any foreign substance the body naturally rejects. I know someone in my family, they had one day in the middle of nowhere, a piece of glass came out of their finger. And it was shocked. How did this happen? And they remembered about 2 years ago, they got cut by glass. And they went to the doctor. They thought they got out all the glass. And it really must have been. There was a small, teeny piece that was lodged deep down in the finger, in the flesh, that never came out. And finally, after 2 years, the body had worked on it. It took the body 2 years to work, to push out that piece of glass. It's a lot of work, 2 years of work. Because the body has a natural tendency to eject anything that's foreign. A child, a fetus, is foreign to, that's what Chazal seem to be saying, is foreign to the body. The moment conception begins, it's foreign to the body. The body would have a natural tendency to eject it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyzer. No, There's a shofar, there's a shilya. I'm goyzer beriach udilosayim for the first 3 months. That's a tkufa. When that tkufa ends, the gezerah is over. Now the body enters into a different stage. Now maybe the body would also want to reject. The first sentence is over.
I don't know if you
would
make it, but it also says about hinges. Doors have hinges.
That's another chaz. Doesn't say that in this example. Then the second part is v'omer ad po. The second is So the first three months was bariach udelosayim. That's the first 3 months. V'omer ad po sava v'lois soisif. The first 3 months were. For Eshbar Lov Chuki, that's the first 3 months. The second 3 months is V'asim B'riach U'dolosan, that's the second 3 months. And the third 3 months is V'aymar Ad Po Sava V'loy Seisif, no more. That's the last 3 months. Fascinating. And then when the baby comes out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the will of a parent to love the baby, even if the baby is filthy, dirty. You'll put your mouth, Ufo Yashis, put your peh. Even though Pez with a hay, not an aleph, right? But we're going to be very liberal. We're going to exchange an aleph for a hay. Yashis, kiss the baby. Begon galecha, despite the fact that it has enormous filth. That's the midah, and I guess that's musar for a parent to always to tolerate a child, unconditional love. That's what the psychologists write, right? Unconditional love until the baby is 120 years old. Even though some psychologists say, if you read all these magazines, Bina, Mishpacha, and Ami, they're always in the women's section, in the women's edition. If you read all the time, not every psychologist agrees with this site of unconditional love. But here it says that in the pasuk, Begon Galecha, at least when the baby is an infant, at least when the baby is an infant, there's something called Begon Galecha. Yeah.
If a guy's woman made a claim that the baby cannot come out till 9 months, why is it sometimes a 7 month baby?
Well, let me ask you another question. Why? Two years ago, we experienced in New York City hurricane. Well, let me ask you a more basic question. 2 years ago, we experienced in New York City Hurricane Sandy. It was the ideal storm. Everything came together to the perfect storm. Perfect storm, the middle of the month, high tide. It brought enormous devastation to New York City, New Jersey, and the whole eastern coast. The United States, this area, the Northeast. A lot of the Rabbanim, what are they going to say? I mean, what are you going to say about anything? Any tragedy? What kippah? But some of the Rabbanim, they actually focused on this chazal. I remember hearing a couple of speeches about this chazal, that when this happens, it's a wake-up call, because this is Shaloi Kederach HaOilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria a rule that the Yam is not supposed to exceed its limits. And that means, according to our very limited understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the world that there should never be the perfect storm. All of the conditions should never, sometimes it's high tide, but it's not cloudy. Or there's going to be a storm, but it's not going to be middle of the month, so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria a set of rules that the perfect storm should never happen, so which would cause the Yam to exceed its limits and come and flood the world. The fact that it did happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us and telling us that there's something very wrong. So just like this Hurricane Sandy was the exception, it was not the norm. Anytime a woman goes into labor early, there's a delay. Obviously, that's not that is an exception to the rule.